It's that time on Friday when we do our SMH segment. We call it the Tool Shed, and before we list the nominees, then single out this week's inductee, it's important we call upon our landlord and open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
And you ain't no Yankee anymore. All right. Let's start with Shams Charania of the Vertical. By the way, this has nothing to do with the Tool Shed. The Milwaukee Bucks last night, when the Raptors were getting introduced, playing the Barney music, that's championship caliber stuff. I mean, took me about a half a second to, oh, right, Barney's a dinosaur. I got it. That's well played. Anyway, as a rule, the folks at Yahoo Sports are Credibility Jones, Charles Robinson, Chris Mannix, the Puck Daddy, Greg Wyshynski. But this is the dude that tweeted out Jordan Bell was leaving Oregon. And I know he left, and he did sign with an agent, but it was obviously speculation at the time. And anyone with an IQ that registers had to bet large that Bell was gone after what we saw last week. No one in the Bell camp spoke with this guy. And again, I don't get the makeup crap style of media. I don't think getting a story like that first makes them earn more viewers or followers or respect or credibility. It seems self-serving. A longtime contributor, Adam Pac-Man Jones. And yeah, he's the NFL's version of Sheed. He's never going to grow up or own up. He's going to turn 34 in September, by the way, still throwing a hissy fits. Guy meets with the media for the first time since arrest number 208. And he's got to know when you're on video telling an officer of the law, I hope you die tomorrow, get taken into custody, have to do anger management for the 12th time. And he had to apologize to the cops, to the team. You really don't think a reporter is going to ask about it. And in a very logical manner where he simply asks anything to say to the fans. But no, not Pac-Man. He's got to berate the guy, start storming around like he's going to sick his bodyguard on the guy or order a $4 steak at a strip club. Always the eternal punk and brat. Here's one. To former Pac-10 coach and current Nike employee George Raveling. Dial it down a bit, old man. Nothing better than a guy who's long out of touch banging on a current relevant player or coach with a melodramatic, over-the-top statement. The quote, LeVar Ball is the worst thing that happened to basketball in the last 100 years. Really? For openers, name one thing basketball related, you know, before 1939. So maybe it's around 80 years. And he's not allowing for other things that are much worse. Donald Sterling, the Clippers, James Dolan, Anthony Bennett, Mark Madsen dancing, John Starks in Game 7, Cherokee Parks, every center Portland has drafted, Celtics fans, the dunk contest since 1988. It's a long list way worse than LeVar Ball, believe me. Worst dancing ever at a celebration. Finally, current Oakland Raider quarterback Derek Carr. Look, I get it. It's a weird situation. I when a president is in his second term, they call him a lame duck. Well, we've got a lame duck city where those who care really care. But despite the reputation, not everybody cares. But his take that fans not supporting the team now and to Vegas are not real fans. For openers, beyond the arrogance and self-serving attitude, let's start here. Say instead of going to the Raiders with the 36th pick of the 2014 draft, the Vikings chose him 4 picks earlier instead of Teddy Bridgewater. He's still worried about Oakland and Las Vegas? Or better yet, 5 picks sooner to the hated Broncos. It's a classic case of, dude, who asked you? And for all the Raider fans who are supposedly huge Carr fans right now, yeah, Go 4-12, then get run out of town after a few bad picks against the Chiefs. See how worried you are about those fans when Washington signs you. Play the game, win the game. Let the whole fan thing settle itself, you know, among the fans. But thanks for asking, Derek. The writers are putts. Pac-Man Jones is beyond reproach. Derek Carr, it's a stupid thing to say. I'm going to go George Raveling this week.
Are you really? Yeah. I thought it was funny, man. I thought it was funny. LeVar Ball's the worst thing to happen to basketball the last 100 years, I laugh.
But it's just so stupid.
Yeah.
And it's so, crab, gripe. Combine Russell Frost and these young kids are crazy. It's all about you. These whippersnappers. Get off my lawn. So,
I mean, he's probably going to make them a whole bunch of money at some point.
So George Come Unraveling is our winner. And with that, we induct him into the Crunch Time Tool Shed, and we call on our proprietor to close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
You are silly and unprofessional.